The commissioner of the NFL says football is becoming more health and safety conscious. But in a speech yesterday at Harvard School of Public Health, Commissioner Roger Goodell says the game takes time to change. Karen Given of WBUR's Only a Game reports.
Commissioner Goodell didn't break new ground in his address, which he called Leadership on the Road to a Safer Game. Instead, he began by mentioning what some scholars say was the first ever college football game between Harvard and McGill University in 1873. Since then, Goodell claimed the game has been getting safer and safer.
We now see fewer dangerous hits to the head and noticeable changes in the way the game is being played.
Goodell did not mention the fact that the league is currently being sued by more than 3,000 of its former players. They say they're suffering from or fear they will soon suffer from the lifelong brain damage associated with multiple concussions. Instead, he reminded the crowd that there are risks and rewards to all physical activity.
Concussions are hardly an issue limited to football or the NFL. Concussions affect more than 30 million athletes in the United States and more than 350 million athletes around the world.
Goodell stood up to questioning from Harvard students and faculty, many of whom seemed to wonder whether the NFL had a, quote, long-standing and evolving commitment to making professional football safer, as the event's press release had claimed. They challenged the commissioner on everything from his plan to add two more games to the league's regular season schedule to broadcasters who still sometimes laugh off injuries. To that point, they found an ally in Goodell.
I agree with you that too often you'll see people say, that's football. That's the way it's supposed to be played. I don't accept that. I don't believe it is winning at all costs. I think you need to win the right way.
The audience included the co-directors of Boston University's Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy. It receives some of the millions of dollars the NFL now donates to concussion research. Other experts included Dr. Bill Meehan, director of the Sports Concussion Center at Boston Children's Hospital. He was happy to get some help in his quest against concussions.
I thought it was interesting. I thought the turnout was tremendous, and I thought that engaging researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health is a great way to go about getting answers. And of course, the medical community has been engaged for a while, but the public health community can add a whole other angle that hasn't been added before. So I thought that was great.
Goodell promised the crowd the league would not waver from the goals of further reducing concussions at all levels of football and making sure that injured athletes receive treatment right away. The speech was scheduled before seven NFL players, three of them starting quarterbacks, were concussed during last week's games. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.